Who's winning in the global race to economic recovery?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Britain holds steady on interest rates, Japan is growing faster than we thought, and the U.S. gets ready to cut taxes. Let's get a snapshot of the global recovery. Who's doing well and why? But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The Dow is up 5 points at 11,377. The NASDAQ up about 0.3%. And the S&P 500 also up about 0.3%. The government reported this morning that last week's applications for unemployment benefits fell by 17,000 to 421,000. The four-week moving average of weekly jobless claims remains at a two-year low. Now to the global race for recovery. Simon Johnson is the former chief economist at the IMF and author of the new book, 13 Bankers. He joins us live. Welcome to Marketplace.
Nice to be with you.
Well, we see a lot of different countries doing different things right now. Some are cutting their budgets, some are cutting interest rates, some are cutting taxes. Is there any sense so far of what's working and what's not?
Yes, if you can manage to somewhat quietly depreciate your exchange rate, make it worth less, help your exporters and help those firms that compete against imports, you definitely have an edge. The UK's had about a 20% depreciation in the pound from its peak, and that's really helping their economy rebound. The Eurozone and the US dollar, of course, have been much more mixed.
Everybody wants the cheapest currency so they can get the most exports and export their way out of the crisis. Well, let me ask you about the thing that a lot of countries, especially in Europe, are doing, which is slashing their budgets to get their deficits under control. Just today, the Brits are voting on raising university tuition. Are they making the right move by cutting budgets right now in the middle of this downturn?
Well, it's a tough call, and they're under a lot of market pressure. All of these European countries are being stress tested by the markets. The markets want to know how tight a fiscal policy they can run when bond markets move against them. I think some of the European countries will pass that test, and some of them will probably fail. Out of that will come a stronger, more resilient core to the current Eurozone with a different composition, perhaps, and definitely a different structure. But that'll take a while.
And while we've got you, Simon Johnson, let me just get your take on what the U.S. is doing. They are about to extend the Bush tax cuts and add in even more tax cuts. Do you think that that is the right move for us?
No, I think it's a very bad idea. We don't have a lot of fiscal space. We should be using it to stimulate the economy in a more effective way. The structure of these tax cuts is just lining us up for exactly the same kind of stress test from financial markets. When they're done with Europe and some European countries have passed and can be regarded as an alternative safe haven, those financial markets will turn against the United States. And the fact we've thrown caution to the winds in terms of our deficits and the increase in debt you get from these tax cuts, that will be held against us by those very same markets.
All right, Simon Johnson, former chief economist at the IMF. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, things are about to get more expensive for people with chronic medical conditions. One major health insurer has alerted its customers that prices on prescription drugs are going up. For more on this, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. David, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're experiencing this problem in a very personal way.
Well, I am, in the sense that United Healthcare, which is my employer-provided insurer, has just raised the cost of one of the most widely prescribed insulins out there. It's called Novolog, and as it happens, I'm a type 1 diabetic. I'm going to see my copay rise 250% as a result of this, raising my annual insulin cost to over $800.
Over $800. So it's a really big impact on your wallet.
And this isn't just about me, and it's just not about insulin. This is about anyone who takes a prescription drug to manage some sort of condition and is essentially a captive of the insurance industry when they dictate terms. Because in some cases, as with insulin, there is no generic equivalent. You can't switch to something else that'll be cheaper but still have the same desired effect. So when insurer says, it's going to be this way, or you're going to pay a lot more out of pocket. Well, I and anyone else who has a chronic condition is suddenly backed against a wall, not to put too fine a point on it, and held hostage by such a decision.
Why is this happening right now, David?
Well, it's happening because there's a lot of pressure to rein in medical costs, and that pressure is warranted. Medical costs are soaring. It's one of the reasons our insurance premiums are going up, and it's one of the reasons our healthcare system is so out of whack. So no one really begrudges an insurer wanting to try to keep these costs down. But in the case of certain medicines, where there is no generic equivalent, it's just simply a matter of fairness and access to the treatment that's going to allow you to manage your condition. If there was a cheaper alternative, great, I would use it, but there isn't. And in fact, endocrinologists say that the switch that UnitedHealthcare would like me to make could, in fact, affect my condition overall and perhaps exacerbate the situation.
Yeah, as if a chronic medical condition isn't tough enough. David Lazarus, consumer columnist for the LA Times, thanks again for joining us.
A pleasure.
A couple of interesting earnings reports this morning from opposite sides of the relaxation spectrum. First, aerobic retailer Lululemon nearly doubled its profit in the third quarter. They're attributing that to strong sales of their famous yoga wear. Also, the maker of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey saw a 5% boost in quarterly profits. It seems heavy whiskey sales in Mexico and the UK offset weaker drinks in Russia and here in the US. And finally, cotton prices are at historic highs right now. If you're buying expensive clothing, you probably wouldn't notice. You're not paying for the cotton, really. You're paying for the brand. But when you get right down to the bare bones cotton products, you do notice a difference. And that is the case at the state prisons in Illinois. The provider of prison underwear refused to deliver the latest backs of boxers because it's no longer profitable. The cash-strapped state decided even a brief underwear interruption wouldn't be tolerable, so it's going to go to an emergency provider and will pay $50,000 more for the support. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Companies like Pepsi and American Express are giving away money to nonprofits that win company contests, not necessarily because their cause is the most important.
These things always seem to be crafted with an eye toward what's going to make a splash, what's going to be a story, what are journalists going to be interested in.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. When some nonprofits win, who loses out? The story next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.